blank baby, and the world's here to fill my head. I'm still a blank baby, but the world would rather see me dead. I was born a blank baby.
Welcome to the second installment of Blank Baby Radio, the official podcast of the Blank Baby Media Empire. Broadcast from the center of Center City, Philadelphia, home of cheesesteaks, the Liberty Bell, and yours truly, Scott McNulty, also known as Blank Baby. So, why am I doing another podcast? Well, I just bought a USB headset, and I thought I'd give it a try, see what it sounds like, and use you darling Blank Baby readers as guinea pigs for my first go-round with this new headset. The headset I bought, in case you're wondering, is the Logitech Premium USB Headset 350. I knew it was good because it had premium in the name. I bought it at our local Apple outlet. Springboard Media is their name. They do a pretty good job of having lots of Mac stuff available for your every want and desire. Although they didn't have the Mighty Mouse, Apple's new mouse that they came out with earlier today, which is not surprising. But I also wanted to pick one of those up. But my hopes for that were dashed. So, that's the main reason that I'm doing this, and hopefully it sounds all right. And if you want to do your very own podcast, I can recommend this headset. It's nice and comfortable. You do look kind of like a time-life operator, but you'll be by yourself, most likely, unless you're doing a podcast with someone else, in which case they'll also be wearing a ridiculous headset. So, really, among friends, who cares? Now, let's talk about something else. Let's talk about blog names. It's very important, and I don't think I realize the significant impact that my blog name, my choice for my blog name, would have on my future endeavors. I kind of picked Blank Baby. I didn't even actually pick it. Elisa, I was talking to her about what I should name my blog, I don't know, 2 years ago or so, and we were both at that point listening to the Presidents of the United States of America, a local rock band. Actually, they're not local, but I said local, so there you go. And they had a song that was called Blank Baby, which is the intro to this podcast, as a matter of fact. And it's a good song, and I like it. And she said, well, how about Blank Baby? So, Blank Baby it is. I don't think I talked about this in the last podcast, but I may have talked about the genesis of the name, but I haven't talked about how important a blog name is. Because now that my blog is, you know, how many times can I say blog? My blog is out there. And it's been out there for a couple of years. My mother reads it. My brother, who doesn't have a computer, reads it. How does he read it? I don't know. Actually, I do know. But, I mean, a lot of people I know read this, and people refer to me as Blank Baby, which is not a bad thing. But it's not, perhaps, the most manly of phrases or nicknames to be known as. I didn't actually ever think about anyone calling me Blank Baby when I decided to call my blog that. I just thought it was a funny name, and it had alliteration, and so I thought it would be catchy, and of course the whole tabula rasa thing is always a nice intellectual way of saying why I picked it, but it doesn't really matter. So now I'm known as Blank Baby, all because of a choice I made 2 years ago, and other websites have sprung up. The Blank Baby Media Empire has begun, and I'll probably, for the rest of my life, be known as Blank Baby. Which I think is, there are worse things. I've been called worse. Much worse. So that's my thoughts on my blog name. So if you are one of the three people on the planet who do not have a blog, please, please, please think about your blog name for a long time. And think about, you know, it's kind of your identity on the internet. And make sure it's something that you would like to be affiliated with in a few years hence. So, you know, badass gangsta 43. I don't know. Why did I pick that? I don't know, that was the first thing that popped in my head. Mary Poppins lover, probably not a good idea for a blog name, but unless you really enjoy Mary Poppins, in which case, go right ahead. What else is going on in my life? So that's my blog name, Blank Baby, as you know, blankbaby.typepad.com or blankbaby.com. Both will get you to me, which is really what's important. Let's talk about Pepsi. Yes, the great ban of Pepsi. How's that going, you ask? Well, here's something that I won't write about on the blog, and this will be exclusive podcast material to reward you lucky listeners. I've decided that I can, in fact, drink a regulated amount of Pepsi. And I've been doing this for the last 2 weeks, and I haven't gone overboard, so I think that I'm back on the Pepsi, but in a controlled, sustainable way, so that I'm not a Pepsi freak, but I can enjoy the sweet, sweet taste that Pepsi brings to me. And why am I doing this? Well, because, yes, it's true that Pepsi is not good for you, and most sodas are not good for you. But you only live once, folks, and let's be frank. You should do what you want, and you should enjoy life to the fullest. And if Pepsi makes me happy, why shouldn't I drink a little Pepsi? And I think that controlling the intake of the Pepsi will really help. And it has helped, and it will continue to help. So that's what I'm doing, and I won't take any guff about it. Because that's what I said. So, I think I'll wrap this up for now. And, you know, look for the next Blank Baby Radio in another several months or so, when I get another piece of audio equipment. I've been Blank Baby, Scott McNulty, and you've been beautiful. Don't ever change. And here's the song that Thad gave to me on my recent visit to Boston. And I'd like to throw it to my friend Richard, who always said that somebody said it best. Who said it best,
Richard? I think the Scala Youth Girls Choir sang it best.
Ah, yes, the Scala Youth Girls Choir sang it best.
So, now that we've got our Johnson, the girls know what to do.